Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Well, the time is flying by. Here we are at Sunday, the 18th of December, 2022, and that makes it the fourth Sunday in Advent, and just 1 week to Christmas. So far, our Advent candles have marked hope, peace, joy, and this Sunday, love. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. Lieutenant General Coffey spent 7 years as a prisoner of war during the Vietnamese War. During his second Christmas in camp, he made an amazing discovery. He had been stripped of everything by which he measured his identity: rank, uniform, family, money. Alone in a cramped cell, he began to understand the significance of Christmas. Removed from all commercial distractions, he was able to focus on the simplicity of Christ's birth. Although he was lonely and afraid, he realized that this Christmas could be the most meaningful, because now, more than ever, he understood the event.
Thank you.
Christmas narrative from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1 at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, we praise you for your presence throughout the amazing universe you have made. The shining stars sing your praise, which echoes in the depths of space. The smallest snowflake and baby's tiny fingers reflect your intricate love for the details of each and every life. In Jesus Christ, you are born among us, one of a kind, yet one of our kind, one with us, to show us how great the Father's love is, and it was lived out every day. Inspire us by your loving Spirit as we move through Advent toward Christmas Day, so that our celebrations of love made flesh in Jesus will share the presence of your love with those who need it most. We confess we sometimes find your love daunting. You called Joseph to honour his love for Mary, even when custom called him to break his engagement. We confess custom has a hold on us too, and challenging expectations for love's sake makes us nervous. You call us to love our neighbour, but we resist your call if our neighbours annoy us. You call us to love our enemies too, but that seems impossible in these contentious times. Forgive us for loving only in the safest situations. Dare us to love as Jesus loved, so he will be born anew in us. Through Jesus Christ we have received grace. The light of God's presence is restored to us and we are saved. Our sins are forgiven. Let us be at peace. Amen.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and narrow pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Only the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt this word. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder brings a new and glorious morn. Fall, fall, fall on your knees. Oh, ease the angels' voices.
A question we'll undoubtedly hear many times between now and next Sunday is this: are you ready for Christmas? I suppose what is really being asked is, have you put up all your Christmas decorations? Have you finished your Christmas shopping? Have you mailed your Christmas cards? Have you put on your calendar all the places you're supposed to go? Are you ready for Christmas? We can meet ourselves coming and going in what we call the Christmas rush. And sometimes the season becomes very hectic. And because of that, we tend to forget much of the reason for the season. Joseph stands in the middle of the Christmas story, silently teaching us about his faith and his God, the God who has come to us at Christmas. We know what Mary says. We know what the shepherds say. We know what the Magi say. We know what Herod says. But the one person whose voice we never hear, whose words are never written down, is Joseph, the beloved of Mary. He offers a silent witness to a celebration of Christmas. Firstly, Joseph teaches us, be ready to accept God's will, whatever it might be. Joseph was open to the will and leading of God, though it seemed to make no sense. Put yourself in Joseph's position. Joseph thought his life was pretty well planned. He was pledged to be married, and all the arrangements were in place. The wedding ceremony was soon to take place. He knew that he would marry Mary and that they would settle down in Nazareth. He would continue on in his carpentry business and they would live happily together ever after. But then Mary came to him and said, Joseph, I'm expecting a baby. And it must have hit him like a bombshell. He thought that Mary loved him as much as he loved her. And now, seemingly, she had broken faith with him. He knew the child was not his, so the only conclusion he could reach was that she had been unfaithful. She had broken the bond that existed between them. Joseph was a righteous man. He trusted God. He'd done everything right. And yet everything seemed to be going wrong. Yet even though he must have had a list of questions a mile long, he trusted God because he believed that God's will was best. And we can find ourselves in much the same position as Joseph. Christmas comes as a time of peace, but there's conflict, abroad, and in our own homes and families and hearts, perhaps. Christmas comes as a time of joy, but there's so much sadness. Christmas comes as a time of love, but there's so much hatred in our world. And we cry out, like Joseph must have cried out, God, how can this be? But like Joseph, we can hear a still small voice from God saying, trust me. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And we may never understand everything that God is doing this side of glory. But God says, trust me, and it will work out. A follower of Jesus called Paul later wrote, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Christmas happened because Joseph trusted God, and we need to learn to trust God too. Secondly, Joseph teaches us this. We need to learn to care about other people. Joseph's assignment was a pretty simple one, and that's the way we often portray him in our Christmas plays. You can see the nativity scene from a million childhood school productions. We picture Mary looking so angelic. And over there are excited shepherds, and on the other side are the wise men with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And in the midst of them all is the Christ child in the manger, looking so pure and clean. And there stands Joseph. His isn't a starring role, it seems, but his part is so important. His task is this: take care of Mary and the baby Jesus. Joseph had the important role of caring for the needs of others. When he didn't know what else to do, when life didn't make sense, he had a sense that he had to look after others. That was the will of God for him. Christmas comes but once a year, and this season probably causes us to be more sensitive to the needs of others. But there's so much that needs to be done that we often find ourselves frustrated. But still we try. We try because God came to the rescue at Christmas. Joseph found himself caught up in the love story of God. He has a silent, starring role in the unfolding of the love of God in Jesus Christ. And so thirdly, Joseph teaches us to give whatever we have to give. Christmas came to Joseph because Joseph gave. He gave whatever he had to give. He didn't know that after Jesus was born, that he would have to take Mary and the baby into Egypt. He didn't know that he would be separated from his hometown and his loved ones there for a long period of time. He didn't know all the demands that would be made upon his time and his pocketbook. But whatever God asked of him, Joseph freely gave. And that's what Christmas is, isn't it? When God gave himself, Christmas happened. When Joseph gave himself, Christmas happened. There's nothing wrong with giving gifts, but the greatest gift is the gift of love. It wasn't enough that God gave himself up to life, being born as a human being. Jesus gave himself up to death, death on the cross, to bring us the full expression of the love of God. Dying and rising, he brings light and life to all who believe. You can have my life. That's what God says at Christmas time. You can have me. I give myself. And that's still the greatest gift of all at Christmas time, the gift of God himself. Are you ready for Christmas? I don't know if you'll be able to get all your shopping done or not. I don't know if you'll be able to attend all the events you want to attend. But I hope that you're ready in attitude. I hope that you're ready for the real spirit of Christmas to come. Because if you're ready for that, it will happen. It will happen in the greatest way of all. Jesus Christ stands before us today, inviting us to make important decisions about our lives and our eternity. He extends his nail-pierced hands and says, "I've given my all for you. Will you give your all for me?"
Lay down his sweet head. The stars in the heavens looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Please take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for you rest your hand upon us, calling us to be your holy saints and giving us life again. Through your prophets speaking in the Holy Scriptures, you promised us a child, born as a sign of your saving presence with us. Your promise has taken flesh in your Son, Jesus the Christ, who was born of the line of David. When he was killed by his enemies, your Spirit brought him forth again by resurrection from the dead. And through him the light of your presence has been restored, and we have been called into the obedience of faith, that we might belong to Jesus Christ for ever, living by the hope conceived in us by the Holy Spirit. Come, Christ Jesus, be a guest in our hearts and our homes this Christmas. Enter our lives today with your blessing. We are grateful for the wonder you bring into a world so full of complaint and criticism. Draw near to us in friendship and faithfulness, so that in this season of celebration we may know your presence and can sing with all your people. Come, Christ Jesus, be our guide through the darkening days and chill of winter. Show us the way to wisdom and gratitude. We're thankful for the kindness we know in friends and good neighbors, in warm houses and warm smiles. Encourage us to reach out to those who need your embrace and ours, so that together we may sing of your presence. Come, Christ Jesus, be our hope in the uncertain times in which we find ourselves. Touch us with your healing and grace. We remember before you those we know and those known to you alone who are living with loss or illness this season, those who face depression or discouragement, and any who will find it hard to be merry this year. Shine the light of your courage and comfort into their lives, so that we may sing together in your love. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in this fourth Sunday in Advent. I do hope that in this season you might find the time and opportunity to gather with other people of faith for in-person worship, gathering with others to hear the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ, and to sing and the familiar carols I know is not possible for all. There are many circumstances that might prevent that, but I hope you can find a way of joining with a company of Christian people with whom you can rejoice this season. You can join with us at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke on Christmas Eve. That's on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. You'd be most welcome to join with us. 7 o'clock on Saturday evening of Christmas Eve, the 24th of December. We won't be holding a service, however, on Christmas Day itself. But join us on the Word of Grace next week at this time. Take the opportunity to do good in this season by being a blessing to others. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.